Welcome to the Athena Wellness Podcast, the show that invites you to take a seat around the community fire and listen to stories that inspire. I'm your host, Kathy Robinson, author, coach, and founder of Athena Wellness, a company that's dedicated to supporting you on your journey to live more wholeheartedly. Hello, and welcome to episode 48. Thanks so much for joining me for this shortened Wellness Wednesday episode, a little midweek boost to help keep your warrior vibe high. Today, I'm once again joined by Jacqueline Wales, author, speaker, and coach, who shares her thoughts on taking small, tactical steps to live more fearlessly. You can find Jacqueline's contact information along with a link and coupon code for free access to her course, Reignite Your Career for Success, in the show notes. And now on to the show. I hope you enjoy the conversation. Jacqueline, welcome back to the Athena Wellness Podcast.
Thank you, Kathy. A pleasure as always.
In the last episode, we spoke about learning to be fearless. What small tactical steps can our listeners take to live more fearlessly?
So the next time you're in a state of anxiety or worry or uncertainty of any nature, look at what it is that's going on for you. Now, if it's some kind of thought pattern about, you know, can't do this, won't do this, blah, 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 ask yourself one simple question. Is it true? Is it true I'm not capable? Is it true I'm not good enough? Is it true that I can't do this? Is it true that people won't help me? Is it true that I won't be able to, gather the resources that I need for whatever it is? And if you come back after that question to say, is it true, with a maybe or no, then take the next step and see what you can do to change things up. That would be the biggest piece that I could give you on what the next step would be. And by the way, when you're faced with failures of any kind, there's only one word to apply when you have a failure of any nature, and that word is next. Next. What do I have to do next? What action do I need to take? What resource do I have to tap into? What do I need to do to change my thinking around a particular circumstance or a situation that you might find yourself in?
That's great advice. I think sometimes when we're making big change, the fear comes from not being able to see all of the steps that we need to take and trusting that next one. And that's a beautiful reframe to be able to say, I don't need to know that. I'm going to question along the way. And once I get that green light, internal green light, that's the next step forward.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. And, you know, remember, it's not about a destination. It's about a journey. This is a process. And that process, you know, can be easy. It can be hard. And you get to choose, actually, how hard you want to make it, you know. And we're all real good at making things harder than they need to be.
Right. Make that choice. Take the next step with ease. I love it. Well, I'll put your contact info and that offer that you made in the last episode in this one as well. And I hope our listeners reach out to you. Thank you so much for your time today. I really appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Kathy.
Thank you so much for joining me today. I know there are many ways you can spend your time. Thank you for choosing to spend it with me. Until our paths cross again, be kind to yourself and show your warrior spirit some love. If you know anyone who could benefit from today's episode, please pass it on. And many thanks for supporting the show by subscribing and leaving a review. It means a lot, and it helps others find their way to our circle. If you'd like to access the show notes, have a question you'd like addressed on a future episode, or would like a transcript of this episode, visit www.athenawellness.com/podcast. Until next time, be well.